leading up to the International MIRIS Awards, we host scientists, doctors, pharmacists, professors, and science journalists. We discuss current healthcare affairs and state of clinical research in the region. For this podcast, I called Professor Georgi Momikov, pharmacology and pharmacotherapy lecturer at the Faculty of Pharmacy in Sofia. He is also a member of the National Expert Group responsible for guidelines and treatment strategies related to COVID-19. To find out more about the state of clinical pharmacy in Bulgaria, stay tuned. International MIRIS Awards. Professor Georgi Momikov, thank you for joining us. Let me get straight to the point. What is the state of clinical pharmacy in Bulgaria today?
In Bulgaria, as in some of the other post-socialist countries, clinical pharmacy is not as developed as in Western Europe or North America. But on the other hand, it's rapidly evolving. And I think that in the near future, we will have nice standards, because still there are a lot of hospitals whereby there is no clinical pharmacist, or he is not fulfilling the usual jobs for a clinical pharmacist in Western Europe. But nevertheless, especially in the oncological departments and in specialized hospitals for cancer patients, Already, most of them, they have clinical pharmacists, and they have developed practice and guidances for clinical pharmacy.
What would you say are the biggest challenges clinical pharmacists have to face in your country?
The biggest challenge is to... Medical doctors are generally suspicious because most of them are not aware of the... abilities of a clinical pharmacist and the advantages of a hospital with clinical pharmacist, because it is not a traditional system for our country. But as a lot of chief of departments have been working in Western Europe, nowadays there is a better communication between the clinical pharmacist and clinical staff. So I think that the most important thing to be overcome are the traditions and the suspicion regarding this specialty in our country.
Reliable financing structure is the foundation stone for every clinical research. What source of funding is available in Bulgaria?
In Bulgaria, mostly clinical research is funded by the companies which develop the drugs, or which manufacture and suspend the drugs. Very rarely there are other funding opportunities. In most cases, clinical research is funded by the pharmaceutical companies.
How often are institutions in your country involved in international research projects in the field of clinical pharmacy?
You can imagine that Bulgaria is a small country, and although we have a lot of hospitals, for such a small country, we have an enormous number of hospitals. There are approximately 400. But nevertheless, in most cases, the good clinical trials and clinical research efforts are as a part of huge international collaborations. So usually in a multi-center trial, Bulgaria will have one, two or three centers involved. So as a general rule of thumb, our clinical research is based on collaboration with mostly European partners.
I wish we could skip the next question, but this is the world we live in today. How is Bulgaria coping with COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, Bulgaria, in my opinion, is doing well, although in the last several months we have some problems with public communication, because part of the general public is skeptic about the magnitude of the problem. But otherwise, our system is not overwhelmed. We have only around 50 patients in intensive care units. So Bulgaria He has a special task force for the pandemic, and in collaboration with the Ministry of Health and the drug agency, they try to do their best to ensure the availability of drugs which were which were discussed as possible treatments, because some of these drugs were not available, they were imported. Of course, we all know that most of these drugs turned out to be ineffective by clinical trials, but nevertheless, Bulgaria is doing its best to ensure the logistics of all kind of drugs. We had in the beginning of the crisis huge shortages of personal protective equipment and so on, but I think that at present they have been overcome. So I think that generally we are coping well. If we talk about the number of patients, the whole process, and especially the fatality numbers are still very low.
I wish you best luck in this fight we share across the globe. But now let me pick a question from the bright side. For the seventh consecutive year, the International Medis Awards opened the contest for outstanding achievements in 9 therapeutic fields of medicine and pharmacy. Do you think there's a chance of Bulgarian win this year?
Bulgarian win, I don't know, but Bulgarian participation for certain. I think that in such competitions, it's not important who the winner is. It's nice to collaborate and to show what you are going to do, because this is the truth, to get some contacts and some knowledge about what is happening in your country, and to check what is the practice in neighboring countries in Europe and so on. So I think that Bulgaria at least will take part of the competition.
Last but not least, could you share an overview of your scientific focus with our listeners? What is your field of research?
Well, I'm a teacher in the university. I teach both general pharmacology but also pharmacotherapy. So I have some general pharmacological research, and also I have some clinical pharmacy and pharmaceutical research. My general field is oncological pharmacology, and more precisely discovery of new anti-cancer molecules, especially from natural products, predominantly plants, but also from marine organisms, fungi, and so on. So I'm oncological pharmacologist, but also I have a lot of research in the field of drug interactions, which is more clinically relevant, and I participate in numerous practical studies, conferences, task forces, which are focused on drug interactions. And this year I was selected and I am member of the so-called Specialized Expert Council at the Ministry, at the Bulgarian Ministry Council. And this organization is sent to to elaborate guidelines for the COVID-19 treatment strategies in our country. So from this year, I also gained some expertise in this new disease, in collaboration with virologists, pulmonologists, intensive care specialists. We have a multi-specialty task force. So now also a lot of research is focused on evidence-based treatment for COVID-19.
Thank you very much for joining us today.
I would like to thank the company for this nice idea for this competition, because it's something nice to have the ability to exchange ideas and to show your research, especially in such a problematic period, because we must face the possibility of living with this infection in the near future. So all kind of research activities and competitions, in my opinion, are welcome because they give us opportunity to keep on working in our fields.
Professor Georgi Momikov, until next time, I wish you all the best in all of your endeavors.
Okay, have a nice day. Bye-bye.
International Medis Awards.